representative of Republicans.
Twitter, very late on the move, calling not only the left wing, but the support of the state. mission to help the U.S. military change course. Since Austin first arrived in Pennsylvania last Friday, he moved on Obama's Secretary Kate Walker a week earlier. Confirmation here.
We also are people working on free discrimination and harassment. And if confirmed, I will fight hard to stick to our position. To win a race and exchange.
Already, Austin is issued a memo committing action against sexual assault. But making progress on the growing problem of prison evident the number of former military members who have been the siege of the U.S. Capitol may be more difficult.
That might be just kind of screening and drills for you to discuss before that. There's going to be greater awareness of what recruits and active service members are doing.
Has helped with the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's also been reaching out to key allies. A critical choice has moved on what to do next in Iraq and Afghanistan, with the number of U.S. troops is down to year-old lows. In Africa, where the U.S. military footprint has also been shrinking. So, too, there are heightened tensions with Russia, concerns on North Korea, Iran, and then, China.
I would put China at the top. I see China. So in some cases, American people and friends are probably going to change the Chinese have to listen to their particular remarks.
A link to Jeff's Florida's newest Secretary of Defense, Jeff Sullivan, VOA News.
This is the Voice of America. So thousands of protest farmers are getting long lines of taxes in the U.S. Capitol.
Thank you. bills. Okay, it's nice to bring up the COVID-19 and have hence resulted in much more arrests and thousands of lives passed out by the criminal violence weekend.
The case of Mr. Michael
what we started to define for reality. We take all these measures to find. We did it because we're against virus. It's virus which is acting our freedom.
Schools and hospital shops and evidence and shots and things like that. For the control of the record in Australia.
The floor of Bradley Watson of the thousands of people gathered in Sydney to protest against the mistreatment of Indigenous people in Australia after they could mark its National Day on Tuesday on the anniversary of the arrival of Britain's first fleet in 7 decades. The U.S. reports.
With Bradley's call and National Day in Indigenous Day, thousands of people gathered in the city's protest against the public day on Tuesday. The date is a sensitive one. January 26th is the anniversary of the arrival of the British First Fleet to Australia in 1788, and for many Indigenous, it was the start of the treatment of Indigenous people in Australia. The alarm surely brings a sense of grief. On stolen land, and gendered always has, always will Aboriginal land. I was beginning protesters started rider to say it was our shopping for Indigenous Australians.
Social justice for the people of the over. The
of COVID-19, we now see that 83% of global working hours lost in the course of the year. That is equivalent of 255 million full-time jobs.
What? This is approximately 4 times greater than the number of jobs lost during the 2009 global financial crisis. The ILO reports the majority of losses were a result of people dropping out of the labor market because they were unable to work or because of pandemic restrictions. In many cases, it says people just gave up and stopped looking for work. The report has massive losses resulted in loss of $3.7 trillion of global labor market income, or 4.4% of global gross domestic product. It means women and young people are the most hardest hit by the pandemic's labor market disruption. News,
supporters of Britain's exit from the European Union said it would offer economic opportunities outside the EU. But focus after Britain finally quit life at the end of 2020. Many businesses are facing significant disruption and extra costs.
Fish played a big role in the relationship leading to December's Brexit deal. Under the agreement, a quarter of European boats' fishing rights in British waters will be transferred to British boats over the next 5 years. Not good enough to be falling in Cornwall, southern England, who claim Prime Minister Boris Johnson promised full control over British waters. Mitchell has the governor of Durham.
We're worse off than for Brexit. It's all running that we don't get the other back. And it's just a fantasy. Boris is a betrayer. It's completely so down the river.
Nearly half of fish caught by British boats is exported to the European Union. It is worth over $1.8 billion in 2019. Brexit has brought projects, work, delays, and costs. Export firms staged a protest outside Parliament this month. Alan Miller is owner of AM Shellfish based in Aberdeen, Scotland.
Why shellfish? It's not happening. Why are bears? Unless you're going to do something, go out of your business. They are not.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists problems will be ironed.
Particularly if the U.S. and European Union coordinate their efforts to help Lebanon politicians the capital for what they've done to bring to such a dire situation.
Information.